Speaker 1.
When recruiting staff, I'm looking for a range of different skills. But then there are skills that can be learnt on the job. For example, a new employee may feel uncomfortable with the way we work in groups if they're more used to working on their own. But they'll get used to that. The thing that's a must for anyone hoping to join our company is having the ability to express themselves clearly. We get applicants to give a presentation or write a report to demonstrate this. We run training programs in computer technology for all new employees, though most young people nowadays are more up to speed in that than most of us.
Speaker 2.
I think most employers look for multi-skilled people with lots of energy and motivation, and I'm no exception. But general skills aren't enough. When they're faced with a situation they've not come across before, I want my staff to be able to use their imagination to analyse what's going on and come up with a solution. What I don't want is someone who's forever asking questions because they don't know what the best course of action is. We'll always offer the right person all he or she may need, including secretarial and technical support to organise the day-to-day administrative stuff, so that they're able to concentrate on more important matters.
Speaker 3.
In my company, a new employee will be expected to work quite quickly and in an effective way with people they probably won't know at all. That's why our best employees have tended to come from colleges or universities where group work was encouraged. Of course, there are people who just have that skill naturally, and they have no problem at all adapting to our situation. But there are others who just want to be left alone to concentrate on, say, the latest computer programs, for example, or who feel that they're leaders and so try to dominate discussions rather than help to develop them. And they are not what we want.
Speaker 4.
Employees in our company mostly have to work by themselves for hours, though, of course, there's always somebody higher up who'll give them advice when needed. But working independently means it's very easy to get distracted from what is really important, what must come first. So being able to sit down and plan a programme of work with clear targets, this really comes top of the list of qualities we're looking for. We won't employ anybody without that skill. So while most employers want teamwork skills, that's not something we're particularly concerned about. Generally speaking, we want employees who are creative and we'll give them lots of training on the job.
Speaker 5.
In our company, the more IT packages employees have an understanding of, the better. Whether it's word processing, design programs, or whatever. Often people just list these skills on their CVs, but it's much more useful to show in a sentence or two how they've used them. Of course, they'll be able to explain this further when we interview them. We don't insist so much on good interpersonal skills as many other employers do, simply because the jobs on offer won't require them to deal with customers face to face. And we like confident people who know what their strengths are, but who are also aware of the areas where they're weak.
Now you will hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
When recruiting staff, I'm looking for a range of different skills, but then there are skills that can be learnt on the job. For example, a new employee may feel uncomfortable with the way we work in groups if they're more used to working on their own, but they'll get used to that. The thing that's a must for anyone hoping to join our company is having the ability to express themselves clearly. We get applicants to give a presentation or write a report to demonstrate this. We run training programs in computer technology for all new employees, though most young people nowadays are more up to speed in that than most of us.
Speaker 2.
I think most employers look for multi-skilled people with lots of energy and motivation, and I'm no exception. But general skills aren't enough. When they're faced with a situation they've not come across before, I want my staff to be able to use their imagination to analyse what's going on and come up with a solution. What I don't want is someone who's forever asking questions because they don't know what the best course of action is. We'll always offer the right person all he or she may need, including secretarial and technical support to organise the day-to-day administrative stuff, so that they're able to concentrate on more important matters.
Speaker 3.
In my company, a new employee will be expected to work quite quickly and in an effective way with people they probably won't know at all. That's why our best employees have tended to come from colleges or universities where group work was encouraged. Of course, there are people who just have that skill naturally, and they have no problem at all adapting to our situation. But there are others who just want to be left alone to concentrate on, say, the latest computer programs, for example, or who feel that they're leaders and so try to dominate discussions rather than help to develop them. And they are not what we want.
Speaker 4.
Employees in our company mostly have to work by themselves for hours, though, of course, there's always somebody higher up who'll give them advice when needed. But working independently means it's very easy to get distracted from what is really important, what must come first. So being able to sit down and plan a programme of work with clear targets, this really comes top of the list of qualities we're looking for. We won't employ anybody without that skill. So while most employers want teamwork skills, that's not something we're particularly concerned about. Generally speaking, we want employees who are creative and we'll give them lots of training on the job.
Speaker 5.
In our company, the more IT packages employees have an understanding of, the better. Whether it's word processing, design programs, or whatever. Often people just list these skills on their CVs, but it's much more useful to show in a sentence or two how they've used them. Of course, they'll be able to explain this further when we interview them. We don't insist so much on good interpersonal skills as many other employers do, simply because the jobs on offer won't require them to deal with customers face to face. And we like confident people who know what their strengths are, but who are also aware of the areas where they're weak.
That is the end of part 3.